Tabitha Williams's experience with lead poisoning began 8 years ago when her 5-year-old daughter was admitted to the intensive care unit following some breathing complications.
I had lead in my soil in my home. I was unaware of the issue of lead. I was unaware that lead still even existed as far as being a toxic to our children. I thought that was something that was being, you know, that was no longer. And I experienced my child in the ICU because of some of those conditions that I was unaware of in my home.
Although lead poisoning is 100% preventable, the Grand Rapids 49507 zip code has the highest percent of children poisoned by lead than any other Michigan zip code, according to data from the Kent County Health Department. These facts were facts that Williams didn't know when she moved into a home in the 49507 zip code.
I felt isolated. I felt a need to help my child, and I took action right then and there. I said, how many more parents are out there like me that's dealing with something like this and they're alone? And I started to form a group.
The group Williams founded is known as Parents for Healthy Homes, and today, in part thanks to her advocacy, Kent County and the City of Grand Rapids are partnering in a new initiative aimed at ending child lead exposure in Kent County.
If you live in a home that's older than 1978, chances are you have children who potentially are at risk for being poisoned by lead. So we need an aggressive education process in the county, and we're going to continue to work with our partners.
That's Chair of the Kent County Board of Commissioners, Mandy Bolter, who said the county and the city need to do a better job at coordinating resources for families and holding each other accountable. Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.